Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Good morning, guys. Welcome back to Not Your Typical with Not Your Typical fitness lover, Caitlin Nolan. Today's episode is going to be all about winter and honestly, winter motivation, the winter hustle, and how to give yourself grace, like trying to find a balance between the two of those things. And I just wanted to do a really calm episode to motivate you guys for the winter, but not overwhelm you, because I feel like in the past, looking at my life, I would look at the end of the year as like an all or nothing mindset. And I just wanted to be somebody to tell you guys that it doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to feel like, oh, because I'm not 100% my routine or 100% being productive, that I can't do anything productive and I have to just like do nothing. And if you want to do nothing, that's totally fine. I feel like having different seasons of your life and different times of the year to be either more relaxed or not might work for other people. I feel like for me, I love my routine so much and I love doing the things that make me feel good all the time that when the end of the year comes or the beginning of the year, my routine doesn't really change much. What I'm doing is definitely adding on to my routine. For example, like the holidays and traveling and going to holiday parties and festive events. Those things are just adding to my life. But I do keep a basic routine and regimen underneath that just so that I do feel good. Because I feel like if you've listened to any of my podcast episodes, you definitely know that for me, wellness and habits and routine is all about mental health and physical health and feeling good and definitely optimizing how I feel every single day, but at the same time also having the off switches and having that line and barrier between being disciplined and then also being strict, with which is something I always talk about on my TikTok. So anyway, I wanted to talk about that today. We'll get into all this, but let's get into my not your typical obsession, dislike, and word of the week. The obsession I put this week is creating with like-minded girls. And the background behind this is I went to San Diego this week and I filmed a workout, an Instagram reel workout with my friend Callie Fuller. And I've only met her a couple of times, but every single time I've met her, I told her this too, that I just noticed that she really wants what's best for me and everyone else around her. I've hung out with like different creators and her, and she's always like, oh, you should do this and you should do this. And it would be so cool if you posted that on your page. And I just love girls, especially in this industry, but just in general, that truly do want what's best for you. And I feel like as adults, it's so important to be, one, aware of the friendships in your life, and two, really pour into those friendships. Just like how I'm saying that I feel like she pours into my friendship when I hung out with her. She's like, oh my gosh, you should totally come out with a guide and you should do this, and like bouncing ideas off of each other and knowing that the other girl is actually giving the other girl advice to succeed. And what's even more cool about this situation is that Callie Fuller does a lot of workouts and her entire page is pretty much based off of her program that she posts every single week. And it's just so cool that that's her job, but she's trying to help someone else in the same industry do the same job. So I don't know. I just love that a lot of girls don't look at other girls as competition. And I think there are definitely so many girls out there like that. And it's so important to find those people in that circle that also feels the same way. So I just thought that was such a good part of the week. I had so much fun. That's probably going to be posted on like Saturday. So check out Instagram for that and definitely follow her. She has the best workouts and she's the one that has given me so many ideas and inspo to even get my personal training license and post workouts and all of that stuff. So that was just such a cool little moment for my week. And then also, I really love that the weather in California is changing. I live in one of the most sunny states. So the second it gets gloomy and rainy, I love that. I feel like I've really turned into the type of girl that tries to romanticize my life. I don't think there's anything wrong with leaning into the seasons and leaning into honestly anything throughout the day that will make you feel better. So the second it starts raining or it gets gloomy, I'll go the extra mile and I'll want to be cozy all day. I want to put on my favorite PJs, my slippers, and make chili that night. And I think that that's what makes me love my every single day life. I'm not only waiting till the weekend. I'm not only waiting for a trip I've planned in a couple months. I really try and make an effort to make every single day exciting and have something to look forward to. And it can be small, just like making chili. But yeah, it's actually raining as we speak. So you guys might be able to hear the rain, which is just perfect for this episode because it's all about winter and the changing of seasons. But my not your typical dislike this week, I guess, would only be one thing that I noticed. And it was that I feel like I do apologize a lot for myself and just who I am. Like, I was watching back my YouTube video and I noticed that I kept saying like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I just love getting ready and I love putting on a more extra outfit. And I feel like I didn't used to apologize as much as I do now, especially with social media. But I feel like when you get knocked down a couple times, you start to feel insecure about those things. So for example, like getting ready, I've always been the type to fully get ready for certain things. Like, I would get ready before school. I would always try and put on a cute outfit if I was going to lunch or even the gym. Like, I will put on a little bit of makeup sometimes or wear a cute matching set. That's just who I am and it makes me feel good. But I've definitely gotten comments in the past that's like, why is she being so extra? Why does she have to put that on just to go shopping or whatever? And so now I'm starting to realize that because of those few hate comments that I've had, which obviously there's not a lot and the good always outweighs the bad, but just because of those small little instances, I have been like, oh, sorry about this, or I don't know, I just do this because blah, 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 and like almost explaining myself. So that's something that I want to work on and not feel like I have to explain myself or apologize for who I am, because I don't really care if someone else finds it cringe or finds it embarrassing that I do XYZ, because if XYZ makes me happy, then that's what I want to do. So my word for this week is unapologetic, and I want to be unapologetically myself. And I think that at the end of the day, that just makes your confidence feel so much better. So let's get into the episode. I have 8 different things that I'm going to do to prep for the winter and just live my life this winter. So the first one is to not resist. And the reason I put this one is because I feel like a lot of the time, especially if you live in a state that gets super gloomy or super winter heavy, a lot of the time I've heard that people are just really dreading the season changes, and I fully understand that. I'm not invalidating that feeling. I just think that if it's something that we can't control, not to resist it. And this could go so far, not even just talking about the season changes, but even say a relationship ending or maybe a job change, getting fired from a job, something like that. If it's something that's inevitable, something that you can't control, don't resist it. Lean into it and almost just let go and let whatever is meant to be in your life be. So that's what I try to do in my life. And I try not to overthink things. I try not to think about things that I can't control, because at the end of the day, it's almost like you're just hurting yourself more when you could put your energy into things you can control. And for the example of the seasons changing, like I said, I always lean into it. I always try to romanticize every single day. And that can be as small as going and getting yourself flowers or cleaning your room, reorganizing your room, anything that means to you. My second one is to spruce up your routine. I think it's nice to change things up every now and again. It's really easy to find what you like and stick with it. There's nothing wrong with that. But to have that kind of boost of motivation, I find that switching it up really does feel good. For example, the sun has been going down really early lately in Orange County, and I constantly am working out with my friends. I specifically work out with my friend Delaney all the time, probably like 2 or 3 times a week, because we go to the same big box gym. So we'll lift together, and it's just really nice to have somebody, especially it's really nerve-wracking as a girl or even guys as well, but it's been nerve-wracking for us specifically as girls to go into this gym because there's a lot of guys and it just is overwhelming. And even as a CPT, I still feel like some people are judging me or looking at my form or that sort of thing. So it's just been nice to have somebody to rely on, somebody to have accountability with, and all of that. So we were just talking about how we always go in the morning, but by the time we get home and we get ready, it's honestly hard for our job to work out in the morning sometimes when the sun goes down early, because there's just so much less day. So we were talking about either going really early or even switching up some days and working out at night. And I think that when you switch something up, especially something like A to Z, literally, like we usually work out in the morning, but now if we're going to go at night, that's totally a different vibe. That's like when you drive there, it's going to be dark outside. If we work out on the roof, it's going to be like completely dark and the skyline will be lit up, all of that. So I do think that switching it up fully sometimes can help with making things more fun. It's literally that simple, just like making it more fun. And even just in the fact that we're trying to lean into what will actually work with our schedules is kind of like the lesson behind that. But really quick, I wanted to talk about ZocDoc. If you guys are new here, I have been working with ZocDoc since the beginning of last year because they're one of my favorite companies to rely on whenever I need them. Literally whenever, it doesn't matter if I stub my toe, if I'm worried about I broke my back, my foot, my hand, it really doesn't matter. ZocDoc is there whenever I need them. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patiently reviewed, that take your insurance, and are available when you need them. And they also treat almost every single condition under the sun. You guys can go to ZocDoc.com/typical and download the ZocDoc app for free. Once you download it, then you can find and book a top-rated doctor today. If I stub my toe, if I have a really bad migraine, if I am waking up feeling nauseous, if I have an ear infection, I know that I have somebody that I rely on. Many are available actually within 24 hours. That's spelled ZocDoc.com/typical, TYPICAL, ZocDoc.com/typical. Thank you, ZocDoc, for sponsoring today's podcast, and let's get back into it. Next one I wrote is to elevate your wardrobe. I think it's fun every single season, if this is something you want to do to treat yourself, to get one or two pieces in your wardrobe, or even like sell something from your wardrobe and then use that money to buy something new. Girl math, like that would be free. And just get something that you can like throw on all the time and wear multiple times. Like I have some boots that I'll wear all the time, or some jackets, something that you just love so much that you can continue to wear over and over and over. I love doing that. For example, something that I love is the Anine Bing jackets. I will buy a new one and I just wear it all the time, and I always feel so cozy and cute and confident when I wear it. So I feel like switching it up every single season and getting like one to two things that I just run to, or even like getting a new robe or new slippers, it makes me feel good. So if that's something that you can do or want to do, I do think that it is like a little pep in the confidence. My next one is to take time to figure out when you can actually take time for yourself. So I think that for me, what I've learned along the way with self-love and just spending time on myself and having a self-care routine is looking at my life constantly and not scheduling time into doing self-care, but honestly, if that works for you, then that's fine. But really just looking at my life and thinking like, when can I add self-care? And can I add it in the mornings? Do I have more time at night? Do I want to do it on Sundays when my boyfriend's watching TV? Or, well, some of you girls might also love watching sports on Sundays, or guys that listen, but I'm just taking an example from my life. Like, every season is going to be a little different. So looking at my life and actually thinking, when can I fit in self-care? And even before, Hunter and I were going on our morning walks and our night walks, and now we definitely need to walk earlier or it's completely dark outside. So just looking at your life and thinking, okay, what's the game plan? Because I feel like when you have an intentional game plan, even if you don't get to it every day, it's helpful to have that routine set. Because if you just kind of ignore it and you're like, oh, I'll just kind of go through the day and I'll find time, at least for me, I've noticed that I never actually find time. So it's nice to kind of say things out loud like, oh, I actually want to go on walks in the morning, and I want to go to walks at night, and I want to put my phone down. I want to do self-care before bed. Just voicing it or writing it or whatever helps me kind of stick to it. Next one is having feel-good comfort foods. During the end of the year, I feel like, especially if you do live somewhere where it's chilly and you just don't love when you feel super cold and it gets kind of maybe lonely around this time of year, having those comfort meals. And even I was watching a YouTube video, it was Maggie McDonald, and she was saying that she wanted to put like dinners in the oven more frequently during the day. And I thought that was such a good idea, to like have something going all day when you can like smell it, or if you get home from work and it's already done for you. I love stuff like that, like crock pot meals, or I know that she said in the video doing like a roast or something like that. Honestly, total way to romanticize your life, in my opinion. I love cooking, but sometimes at the end of the day, you just don't want to cook, but you want to have that like comfort home cooked meal. So I think that's an amazing way to do it, is like having something that's already ready for you. Plus, a lot of us have more energy during the mornings, just because as the day goes on, we get fatigue and we get like decision fatigue. So having it in the morning where you're like, okay, I'm going to take 10 minutes to just dump everything in this crock pot and have it done for the end of the day, is like, I love doing that. I need to do that more. And then another thing that I wrote is to learn more about yourself. Learn more about what feels good, what doesn't feel good, what exercise you love doing, what goals you want to have, what friends you want to surround yourself with, all of that. I feel like an end of the year goal of mine is always to kind of like look back on my past year. And I think every single year I get to know myself more. And as I get older, I start to realize even like what's more important to me and what's most important in my day-to-day life. And I think the end of the year is a perfect time to kind of look back and be intentional about what you want to focus on until the end of the year, and then also like obviously next year. And another thing is to give yourself grace and not overwhelm yourself before the first of the year. I feel like every single year comes around and everybody's talking about the million things that they want to set for the new year, the entire lifestyle change. And I'm so here for people feeling motivated and leaning into that. I am definitely like a beginning of the year, beginning of the month girl. I've always been like that. But at the same time, I feel like there's no point in feeling like you one have to wait or push everything off to the beginning of the year. You can make really small little adjustments here and there to feel your best. And I just think that that overwhelming pressure of the beginning of the year, take that off yourself, because even if it gets to the beginning of the year and you haven't done any of your goals from last year, the year before, that's fine. We're humans and that happens. And you can start on the second of the year, you can start on the third, the 15th, 3 months into the beginning of the year. It doesn't really matter when you start, you'll get there eventually. Just don't have that pressure on yourself and don't set that like timeline, because I think that that's when it becomes almost, for me at least, like anxiety driven. So that's everything I have today. And yeah, I'm just excited for the end of the year to romanticize different things. And I'm fully sorry that I've deep dove into the holiday season and like Christmas and winter, because I have always said that I'm a fall girl. But I feel like because I also started fall the second all of the fall drinks started coming out everywhere, I like have already really lived my fall. And I don't want to forget about Thanksgiving. I still have a lot of fun festive Thanksgiving things, and I have a really cute fall outfit for two different events this week. So yeah, don't worry about it. I will still give all the cozy vibes. But if you guys have not yet, don't forget to rate this podcast and leave a review. One of my favorite things ever is to read the reviews on the podcast. I feel like they're all so sweet and kind, and it makes me honestly feel like there's a purpose to what I do on social media, especially because sometimes I feel like a lot of people hate on influencers and all of that. So it just that extra stamp of approval from you guys that you care about what I say, which is great. So don't forget to give this podcast review. You can always give me critiques too. I love learning from what you guys actually want to listen to, or what you like, what you don't like. But my journal prompt this week is going to be, what is your goals for the winter and the end of the year? And yeah, I don't have many life updates. My parents are coming in town on Tuesday. I'm so excited to host Thanksgiving. And I also am still going to be posting recipes up until Thanksgiving of Thanksgiving size and fun ideas like that, and like cookies and stuff. So yeah, follow me on TikTok and Instagram if you guys haven't yet. I will talk to you guys next week. I hope you guys have the best week.